We want to go now to Tom Switzer, the Chief Executive of the Centre for Independent Studies. He used to be the boss of the US Studies Centre. He knows this well, and of course we know that tensions between the US and Iran are nothing new, but they do seem to have reached new heights. Tom, thank you so much for your time.
Nat, it's always a pleasure.
Would you say, that's fair to say, this is a new height when it comes to these tensions?
Certainly, this is the most precarious situation since the Iranian hostage crisis 4 decades ago, Nat. Look, I think we shouldn't panic. I mean, Tehran was always going to retaliate against the Americans, you know, revenge for the death of this military general, Soleimani, and the attack would at least be proportionate, which it is. As a few hours ago, Tehran's attacked these military targets. But it's important to note that Iran is not attacking innocent Americans in the region. It's zeroing in on US military targets. So the question now is, how will Trump respond?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, I guess, what we're all waiting to see. We thought we might hear from Trump overnight, but now he's put out a tweet saying we'll hear from him in the morning. Just give us an idea of how game-changing this is, the fact that it was a direct attack from Iran and not their proxies as they've used in the past.
Well, I think that the Iranians, from their own perspective, had to respond because basically the Americans have assassinated the second most powerful person in Tehran. Soleimani was widely reviewed within the Iranian establishment as a godlike figure. It'd be akin to the Iranians taking out the vice president of the United States. So they had to strike back. But I think Trump's response here is going to be very interesting. He and the Iranians, they don't want war. They don't want war because this could really blow out, as we've just discussed. So they want to de-escalate things. And my sense is that Trump will play things down. He already did overnight. He actually said that he's changed his position on targeting the 52 cultural sites. He's made it clear that he won't do that. So I think there's grounds now for a de-escalation. That's my sense. But, of course, there's always a danger in this part of the world where an accident or a miscalculation could lead to open warfare.
Tom, we've heard some reports that these airstrikes may have missed critical bases, and we also heard reports that some Iraqi soldiers have maybe casualties. But if they have missed, if that is true, if those reports are true, could this almost be seen as a bit of a warning and strategically not bad enough to warrant or to force Mr. Trump into firing back?
Yeah, I think a lot of this goes back to the fact that Iran made an original mistake in assuming that because Trump doesn't want war, he would recall from a fight. And this general, Soleimani, believed he could kill Americans with impunity. That's why Trump struck back. Now we've got to the point now where it's sort of even Stevens, and it would be exceedingly provocative now for Trump to de-escalate this. Look, Trump was elected in 2016 in part on a campaign on America getting out of these forever wars or endless wars in the Middle East. You know, America's been bogged down in these wars in Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, Libya, and the American people, particularly his own base, they want out. So I would not be surprised if Trump is using this episode with the Iranians as a way of setting the scene for an eventual American withdrawal from Iraq, which would be music to the ears of the Islamic State Sunni jihadists who are fighting the Iranians. But this is the point. This is an age-old sectarian Sunni Shia war. America can't solve these problems.
When it comes to what happens next, I guess we won't know whether or not, you know, the decision to take out this general was the right one until we see how far this escalates. But reports earlier this morning prior to these attacks that the US are saying that, you know, that he was planning attacks within days on US interests.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that and the justification of this action by the Trump regime?
Well, look, I think you could make the argument that the response by the Americans was entirely justified because Soleimani was attacking American troops and indeed many Iraqis as part of this broader Sunni-Shia stoush that I mentioned. But Trump has a red line, and the red line is not shooting at American drones or targets, but shooting at American soldiers. That is the drawing of American blood. And this is the message I think Tehran's now received. If they go out of their way now by killing American soldiers as revenge for the death of Soleimani, if they go after American diplomats, if they go after American civilians, whether they use Iranian missile strikes or their Shia proxy militias, Trump will retaliate against Iran. The Iranians do not want a war. Their economy is teetering on the brink of collapse. There's a lot of upset people in Iraq and in Iran about the mullahs in Tehran. The Iranians do not want a war, and Trump has got them probably where he wants them, I suspect.
Great, Tom. Thank you so much for your analysis. We appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Nat, Aaron.
Chat to you soon. Tom Switzer there, CEO of the Centre for Independent Studies.